Hello everyone, my name is Pavel Kosov. I'm a Campfire developer and I love to experiment with changing programming languages. Mostly I love to experiment with the C because it has a small number of abstractions and you can easily implement your own abstraction without risk of conflicting with existing ones. So thank you for joining this session. In this talk, I will share my experience, which I gained trying to implement a short but very interesting extension for me. This extension is called Procedural Parametric Polymorphism. And this extension is about adding experimental analog of inheritance. Inheritance not in terms of C++, I would say. It is more likely on what we have in Rust, but still not the same. We will take a closer look at it later. And this analog of inheritance allows us to implement effective multiple dispatching mechanism. And we also will take a closer look at it. Much more details you can find in the article by the link below. So let's take a look at code. For example, we have two specializations, two structs, and on some point of program, we want to generalize them. In C++, you can do it with using, for example, std variant. And in this extension, we can use generalization. What is generalization? For example, we have a struct. We defined a struct which can save its own fields, which can have its own workload. But after struct definition, we can add brackets. And in these brackets, we can list all types, which will be considered as specialization of the structure. And this actually how we want to extend C structure. For this extension. In compiler point of view, struct generalization will be looks like the following. Workload remains without any changes, but struct generalization, two fields will be added to this structure. First field is a kind of current specialization. And the second field is a pointer to the object of the current specialization. All these changes can be done easily by changing AST in parse struct union body method in parser. All code you can find on GitHub repository. Link to the GitHub repository will be on the last slide of this presentation. So with adding fields, everything clear, let's go further. And next change is much more trickier. We want to change assignment operator. Why do we actually need to change it? Because we want to allow the following. We want to allow assignment from specialization to a generalization. In plain C, it is completely impossible because it is completely different types. But for our extension, it is very crucial. And the semantic of the assignment operator is the following. First of all, we want to set appropriate kind. Then we want to allocate memory to store specialization. And the last step, we want to copy data from the specialization to generalization. And also, it is worth to mention that information about specializations for every generalization might be stored in TagDeckle type, which is described in Deckle.h header. So, first of all the semantic you can implement on AST level, but I would say that it may be very tricky, and for prototype phase, I would recommend to use IST and IR level, because on IST you can add just small hack which will allow us to insert MemCPI intrinsic, which will copy memory from specialization to generalization. But on IR level, while you will lower this intrinsic, you can add some code which will fix all semantic, which will set kind, which will allocate memory, and which will store necessary data to the necessary address. The main changes on IST level will be done in cmi.need.cpp file, and other changes you can check on GitHub page. So let's take at something maybe even more trigger, add initialization code. What we actually need to initialize for this extension. First of all, I would like to mention that generalization is not so easy as we already saw. So besides specialization types in brackets, and generalization can be extended in any compilation unit. And we need to guarantee that kind of specialization will be used correctly. So kind of we have to make sure that kind of specialization on every compilation unit is correct. And to do so, we have to initialize initialize specialization kinds before program starts. And we can do it by using LLVM global constructors array. Okay, so we already took a look at generalization and how it works. And now we will look at dispatching mechanism and how it uses generalizations. So what is exactly dispatching functions? For example, we have different handlers for different specializations. Handler specialization one, handler specialization two, and we want to have a common function which will take generalization, and based on this generalization type, it will invoke a necessary handler and pass a specialization there. In this extension, you can create a dispatch function, which is called here handleGen. In brackets, you can point what generalization it accept. And in curly brackets, you can list all handlers. And when this handle generalization will take a generalization object, it will take a kind from it, and based on this kind, it will invoke appropriate handler for specialization. So as you can imagine, it will be done very efficient and looks like very simple, but I would not recommend to implement it on IST level, at least for prototype, because it may be very tricky, because this dispatch function may accept arbitrary number of generalizations, and this may became very hard to implement on only on IST level, because for example, if handle generalization took two generalizations, then it should get kind from every generalization, and based on matrix, it should on constant time, it should choose appropriate handler. Yeah, so yes, it can be done on IST level, but again, I would recommend for prototyping use combining IST and IR level. So at this point, a lot about this extension. This is actually not all possibilities which this extension has, but I think it is more crucial ones. So please refer to the implementation to these links, and please go to the documentation, make your comments. I highly encourage you to maybe take a participation in it, or just leave your thoughts there. So thank you very much, and bye.
Example.
You know, in general, I think that C is quite perfect now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe some kind of mechanism which is like to C++ destructors, I think it can be very useful for resource management in C, because at this moment resource management in C is not very straightforward, I believe.
I see. There's one in question in chat from Kieran. Will having a higher level IR for C/C++ be good for implementing features like this?
I think yes. Yeah, because IST is too high, I think. But if we will take something in between LLVM IR and IST, I think yeah, it will help. Then all these changes can be done there.
I see. So right now, this is more of a hacky solution. In the presentation, if it had to be done in production quality, what would be the next step?
I think next step should be to consider rewriting IST level as much as possible, because in this case, we can store necessary information about sources, I believe. So, in my opinion, if we will implement it on OST level, it should be more proper, and it should be more accurate.
I see. And if this theoretical higher level IR, like Kieran mm-hmm. mentioned, existed, would that be the way to do a production code, or would you still do it like in the AST level?
No, in this case, I think in high level IR should be enough for it. Because as I understand, high level IR, it should have almost the same information as we store in IST. So
I see. Have you actually utilized any of these hacks before? As in, you write an extension, then compile a program and see like how it runs, for example?
No, at this moment, this approach is experimental. We don't have full pipeline to get a object file from it. But on my previous approach, when I implement a translator from academical programming language with the support of this extension to C++, and after that I was able to compile it and generate programs. I think the main reason why I choose to add an extension to C and not to develop my own language,
yeah,
it is because you know, when people see some language which they're not know about, or they are not using it in everyday work, then it became very theoretical for them. So, and I understand that actually it is not very interesting for me also, because when I want to create something very practical, I try to do it in C, and if we will implement this extension in C, and it will, and we will be able to compare code in C with extension, with C without extension, and to show what's the difference in terms of lines of code, in terms of performance, I think it would be much interesting for broad auditory, for many people.
That's actually a good point to make there, because there's a lot of languages out there. I think mm-hmm. DLang is one of them, which is gaining traction. But it's good that like you're sticking to like a popular language which everyone knows, and you can like expand on it, because mm-hmm. there's already plenty of like documentation. There's an ecosystem behind it. So you mentioned we. So it's you're working in a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How big is the team?
You know, team. Actually, we have a core team. Only two of us, and because it is me and my science advisor. He's a professor in university who actually raised in me my love to compilers, and I'm very grateful for it. So, and at the moment we are working on it, and from time to time we have We have a help from students who are also interested in such area. You know, there is a. I was very surprised when I understood that there are a lot of students who are very interested in low-level programming, in system programming. I think that's great.
I see. Would you like a two-person team seems kind of small. Would you like having a bit more people working with you to speed up development?
Yeah, in general, I think that maybe we want not only people who will help us to code thing, but I think that at this stage we want to hear a feedback about our approach, because maybe somebody have better ideas how to implement our solution, or yeah. So I will be very grateful if somebody take a look at the article from this presentation and ask some questions or bring some proposals how to do this or that. That would be nice.
I see. Yeah, having more people help gives it most definitely gives you like this kind of like outsider perspective where you where like mm-hmm. people can point out obvious stuff you've missed out or like how you can do stuff better. And obviously having more people helps you finish mm-hmm. faster. But what like actually inspired you to work on this? Like, do you have any previous compiler experience and you just decided to expand on this? Or
you know, yes, I worked as a compiler developer, but all my experience was in backend and a little in middle end. But when I try to think about how to implement my Oracle extension, I understood that these parts are completely different.
Did you find it difficult?
Yes, I think there were some difficulties in the beginning, because it is completely different abstractions, I believe. LLVM IR, machine level IR, and abstract syntax tree. So yeah, you need to